This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's your brother Yahya Ibrahim with another Ramadan therapy. Alhamdulillah, this is dua number 21. Allahumma barik ya Rab. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us barakah in this blessed month of Ramadan and accept it from us. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul alim. Allahumma taqabbal Ramadan ya Rabbil alameen. Today we are going to speak about a very powerful dua. It is a dua narrated from Aisha radiallahu anha wa ardaha, and she makes a very important, very general statement in the opening of this hadith. This hadith is narrated by the Imam Ibn Majah in the chapter of medicine. So this is considered one of the medicinal formulas of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one of his forms of treatment, spiritually treating others. قالت كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا أتى المريض فدعا له قال. She said that whenever the Prophet ﷺ would come to somebody who was complaining, who was unwell, the Prophet would habitually use these particular words. These were the words that the Prophet would use. And he would say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَذْهِبَ الْبَأْسَ رَبَّ النَّاسِ. He would say, O my Lord, take away the pain, O Lord of mankind. وَشْفِ أَنْتَ الشَّافِي. Grant a cure, you are the healer. O Allah, heal them, you are the only healer. لا شفاء إلا شفاءك. There is no true healing except the one that you provide. لا يغادر سقما شفاء لا يغادر سقما. Send upon him a healing that leaves no trace of this illness. So the Prophet ﷺ would say, أذهب البأس رب الناس. O Allah, رب الناس, you are the Lord of mankind. Remove this harm. وشفي أنت الشافي. Cure them, heal them. You are the only one who cures and heals, O Allah. شفاءً لا شفاء إلا شفاءك. There is no healing. There is no cure. There is no medicine. There is no sustenance. There is nothing that will benefit them except that which you permit, that which you allow. شفاءً لا يغادر سقما. Make it a healing from you, O Allah, that leaves behind no trace of this illness. Once again, we say, أذهب البأس. Remove and take away this pain. رب الناس, O Lord of mankind. واشفي أنت الشافي. Cure them with your curing, with your healing, O Allah. شفاء وأنت الشافي. اشفي أنت الشافي. Cure them, there is no cure except with you, O Allah. It is only your healing. لا شفاء إلا شفاءك. No one can provide a healing except with you. Meaning that even if a doctor provides it, even if medicine is given, unless it is within your will that this medicine works, it will not work. For some people it will work, for this one it may not work. Send upon them a healing that is a healing that you have allowed to work, O Allah. لا شفاء إلا شفاءك. I believe that there is no healing except the one that you allow to be healed. شفاء لا يغادر سقما. A healing that leaves behind no trace. It's a powerful statement of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it's worthy of reflection and analyzing. Now, once again, of course, the words of this dua will be found in the comment section and in the dua link that I will provide for you. أذهب البأس. O Allah, remove and رب الناس. O Allah, you're the Lord of mankind. Remove this pain. And therefore the Prophet acknowledges that with sickness, with ailment, there's a pain, not just for you, but for others. And this dua is not one that you just say to someone who is severely sick. It's for any illness, for yourself or for others. But as a medicine, the Prophet would say it to those who we would go visit, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which teaches us an important sunnah. First, visiting people, especially those who are unwell. Visiting them not just in the hospital, but even if you hear a brother is not well, he needs a few offices down in your workplace, go and pay him a visit. If you know somebody who is a neighbor who's feeling under the weather, go pay them a visit. If you can't make the distant call, make a phone call, make an SMS, make a WhatsApp, make a dua for them bi dhahr al ghaib without them knowing. And this dua can be made in the presence of the person or outside the presence of the person. It can be made out loud that they say ameen to it, or it can be made internally. And it can be made for something that they're going to be offered to drink, meaning water or something, and you breathe on it, this dua, and ask them to drink it. It is also something that is accepted by the actions of the sahaba and the tabi'een and the tabi'i tabi'een. أذهب البأس رب الناس. Remove this pain. Take away the pain, O Lord of mankind. وَشْفِ أَنْتَ الشَّافِي. Heal them for you are the healer, O Allah. La shifa'a illa shifa'uk. There is no healing that can come except if you permit it, because you are the healer, O Allah. Shifa'an la yughadiru saqama. A healing that leaves behind no trace of this illness. Make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't just cure us, but gives us back our health in better than what it used to be. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this blessed month of Ramadan a month of healing, a month of victory, and a month of happiness for us. Allahumma ameen. Wa salli lahumma wa sallim wa zid wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Adhib al-ba'sa rabban nas. Ishfi anta shafi la shifa'a illa shifa'uk shifa'an la yughadiru saqama. Allahumma ameen for myself and you. And I ask this with a niyyah of healing for myself and you. Allahumma ameen. Wa salli lahumma wa sallim wa zid wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad. It's your brother Yahya Ibrahim with a Ramadan therapy. Dua number 21. May Allah bless us with the month of Ramadan and its healing. Allahumma ameen.